This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
To another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and the tune playing is one called Mystery Creek, and that's written about a place just out of Hamilton, which is where this show comes from. And today we're celebrating New Zealand Music Month. It's 2nd of May when this show first comes to air, and the month of May is New Zealand Music Month, where we celebrate all music coming from New Zealand and New Zealand musicians. And we're going to do that on this episode of Back Porch Bluegrass, which I hope you're going to enjoy. And so the tune playing being a locally written one and about a place nearby here is very appropriate, as is the second tune that I'm going to play for you. The tune that is coming up is called Way Down South, and it's a story of a young New Zealand boy that's gone to the USA and gone to some bluegrass festivals and got to pick with some of his musical compatriots over there, and they sort of find out where the real South is, which is where this program comes from, right down in the real South. Hope you enjoy our take on the location of the South. Here it comes.
Standing by the back of an old Ford van was a skinny young boy and a bald-headed man. Playing some bluegrass sounded good to me. I said, do you mind if I play along? They said, yep, if you can sing a song. I grabbed my guitar, played my best hot licking G. Well, I sang him a song about my home sweet home in the fields of green where I love to roam. My mom and dad, I'll be with them some old day. I sang some songs I never heard before. They liked my singing and even asked for more. The old man said, you ain't from round this way. Coming here for 20 years or more, I ain't never seen you before. You look kind of different, you talk funny too.
If you want to play right, you got to come from the south. I said you took the words right out of my mouth. Where I'm from is way down south from you. I come from way down south, below the Mason-Dixon line. Keep on heading south, you'll come through that home of mine. You come through the coast of Mexico, with 1,000 miles still to go. Yes, I come from way down south, New Zealand is my home. Sang every song we knew, the old man, the boy, and a friend or two. Before too long, the crowd had gathered round. The banjo crackled loud and clear, and the fiddle sang in the cool night air. We lay down that magic bluegrass sound. Leaned across, shook me by the hand. Said you may not come from Tennessee, but you play just like the boy and me, and I'm proud to share a song with a southern man. I come from way down south, below the Mason-Dixon line. Keep on heading south, you come through that home of mine. You come through the coast of Mexico, 8,000 miles still to go. Yes, I come from way down south, New Zealand is my home.
And that's where this program comes from, way down south. It comes from Hamilton, New Zealand, and you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I thought that'd be a nice way to start off the program featuring New Zealand Music Month for you. Another great way is to carry on with the program featuring New Zealand bluegrass artists, and one band that's got to be here is the Pippi Pickers. They come from just north of Auckland, and this is from their album As Is Where Is, and they've been playing some wonderful bluegrass music for many years now, and very skillful and very entertaining as well. The Pippi Pickers are Janine Abarbanel on lead vocals and double bass, Nat Talkington on banjo and occasionally mandolin, Barry Talkington, that's Nat's dad, on guitar, and Gary Bigwood on mandolin and occasionally guitar and backing vocals. And they have a very broad repertoire of songs, and I'm going to play one of them from the album now, and this one is called Southern Buster. The Pippi Pickers.
Ways. Lord, I'm so tired of crying every day. You got a mouth that can knock me to the ground. You better think again if you think I'm hanging around. Winds of change are blowing, carrying me on to better things. And this wind is stronger than a southern buster, Lord, Lord. Stay. Well, you're a crying fool, 'cause I'm walking away. I won't look back and I won't turn around. Every step I make takes me to the higher ground. Winds of change are blowing, carrying me on to better things. And this wind is stronger than a southern buster, Lord, Lord. about how I done you wrong. But it won't help you, honey, 'cause I'm already gone. You just go on home and settle down. It's already over and I'm halfway out of town. Winds of change are blowing, carrying me on to better things. And this wind is stronger than a southern buster, Lord.
That was New Zealand's pippy pickers. Pippies are shellfish that you catch at the edge of the beach where the water meets the sand, and they bury themselves in the sand there, and they're a bit of a delicacy, especially if you get them fresh. And so pippy pickers is a great name for a bluegrass band, and a fair amount of alliteration going on there. We'll hear from them a little bit later in the program. Now we're going to hear from a very noted New Zealand banjo player called Brian Christensen. And Brian and his wife Jenny are part of the bluegrass scene since the 1970s. And Brian plays some wonderful banjo stylings there and has had a long interest in bluegrass music. In 2008, he finally did an album by himself called Beyond Dark Hollow. And he got a few friends like myself to play with him on some different tracks, and I'm going to play one of those tracks. It's an instrumental. Brian's a fine banjo player and reproduces the best of banjo sounds. On this, it's a tune called Home Sweet Home. Keith McMillan playing mandolin, Dave Warren playing guitar, and myself is playing a bit of guitar and rhythm guitar, of course, and bass on the track. And here is Brian Christensen playing Home Sweet Home. Christensen playing one of the classic tunes for bluegrass banjo players everywhere. As you can imagine, there's a fair amount of cross-pollination between bands in New Zealand. There's not that many of us who are playing bluegrass music, and many of us get to play in different bands and help other musicians out when we're playing, a bit like the my Back Porch Bluegrass Jam session. And there's a fine band called You, Me, Everybody, which is a really neat name, and that's a combination of the Rhodes Brothers and some other fine musicians. Lawrence Frangos Rhodes on guitar and vocals. He's just a young man. At the time of this recording, he was maybe 20, and his younger brother Sam Frangos Rhodes on mandolin and fiddle and vocals. He was probably about 18 at the time they recorded this, with James Gielak on double bass, Nat Talkington from the Pippi Pickers on banjo, and Kim Bonington from Wellington and on vocals and guitar. And they did some fine music on this album, You, Me, Everybody. A lot of original material. This is one called Stranger, and Lawrence, the guitar player and the lead singer, wrote just about all the lead tracks on this album. And we're going to play Stranger for you now. Rather more contemporary bluegrass than some of us regularly play, and they do a fine job of it, as you can imagine.
Stranger at your door, I come and go from time to time, and there is nothing more. But if you would adventure on further down the line, why won't you greet the stranger in your mind? Now I think it's time to go. Walking it ain't easy when you bear a heavy load. Faces can't tell no lies, I know just how to read. Look deep inside the stolen dream and maybe you will see. Troubled mind and takes pain away. You only know me as the stranger at your door. I come and go from time to time, and there is nothing more. But if you were to venture on further down the line, why won't you greet the stranger in the back of your mind? Thank you.
Well, just a little bit of contemporary bluegrass there from You, Me, Everybody, which is a fine band from New Zealand. We're celebrating New Zealand Music Month by playing tracks from New Zealand bands. And us, of course, we borrow our music from all sorts of different places, and particularly from the North American, Americana, bluegrass, old-time bands. And this next group is a strange amalgamation of all those things. Pete and the Skippy Rivets. Now, the Pete Parnham, who's named in the name of the band, is the man who runs the Auckland Bluegrass Club, and he loves his bluegrass music, and he loves playing music, a fine guitarist and a good singer and a great organizer as well. And he's put together this band. The album is called Elbow Room, and it's Pete Parnham on vocals and guitars, Holly Carrington on vocals, Sue Turn on vocals, Steve Gerrish on mandolin and guitars, and Jane Burt on the upright bass. So as you can imagine, with a combination of mostly just guitars and vocals, they do sort of more Americana than bluegrass, and they choose some interesting songs. And the one that I've chosen to play for you is called 50 Miles of Elbow Room, and it's an old song, first recorded in 1930 by the Reverend F.W. McGee. The Carter family did it in 1941, and lots of people have done it since then, all sorts of people like Iris Dement and the Red Clay Ramblers, and another New Zealand band, the Atipodean Serenaders. We'll hear from them later, but I'm going to play Pete and the Skippy Rivets. Isn't that a good name? And their version of 50 Miles of Elbow Room.
Twelve hundred miles in length and breadth that four square cities stand. Its gem-set walls of jasper shine, not made by human hand. 100 miles, those gates are wide, abundant entrance there, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare. Well, the gates swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea. There'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand and the left hand, 50 miles of sunset sea. There'll be room to spare as we enter
That's Pete and the Skippy Rivets, 50 Miles of Elbow Room. It's a fine old-time song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, celebrating New Zealand Music Month. And if you're going to have a New Zealand music scene, you've got to have New Zealand music shops, don't you? Shearer's Music Works sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and they have supported New Zealand music for more than 50 years, 60 years maybe. And before that, Andy Shearer, the man who opened the shop, was a very well-known musician around Hamilton, fine piano player, and his son David is carrying on the business. It's a family business, and Shearer's Music Works is a great place to go to if you want anything to do with music. Go and see the people there. Everyone at the shop's a musician, and they're very good at helping out. And if you want to buy a new instrument or just accessories for your present instruments or some music to start working on, Shearer's Music Works will do that. They're supporting New Zealand Music Month, which they do for 12 months of the year. So go and see them and say you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass. Of course, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, of which I was a part, have been a foundation of the New Zealand bluegrass scene since mid-1960s. And we just took up playing bluegrass when we were schooled a little bit in the Kingston Trio and the New Christy Minstrels and people like that, who the folk singers of the day who had banjos in the band. And then we heard Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs doing the Beverly Hillbillies theme, and I thought that was the way I wanted to play banjo, and it all took off from there, really. And together with my friend Alan Rhodes, we had a duo that sort of played and sang, and David Calder came and played some mandolin for us and added his inimitable harmony, which was taught us all we know about harmony. And Leonard Cohen on the resonator guitar, Colleen Bain, as she was then, on fiddle, made a huge addition to the group. And we had wonderful bass players like Sandy McMillan, who was followed by Lindsay Bedoni, and various other bass players throughout the years, which you'll get to hear about as we go on through Music Month of May. But this is a recording done with the band in their second year of full-time music. So that was 1970. We did an album called Fifth Season. And it was a fine album, quite progressively produced. And we did songs from all over that appealed to us. And this is one that we borrowed from the Osborne Brothers. David Calder sings Bobby Osborne's high lead and does a great job of it. I play the banjo. The harmony's done by Lindsay Bedoni, who is our bass player, and Alan Rhodes, who is our guitarist, and Colleen Trenwith, as she became, played some fiddle on it. Here's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band version of Bluegrass Express.
Riding the Bluegrass Express, riding the Bluegrass Express, the stress will be gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express.
She crossed the river at Newport Town, Louisville, Lexington, she's southbound, Richmond, Winchester, Bowling Green, the prettiest place I've ever seen.
Riding the Bluegrass Express, riding the Bluegrass Express, the train will soon be gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express. Bluegrass Express, riding the Bluegrass Express, the train will soon be gone and I'm going home on the Bluegrass Express.
Also a very short song. Oh, well, that was pretty frantic, wasn't it? But we had a lot of fun playing our music, as you can hear. And you'll hear from Hamilton County a little bit later in this show and probably in future shows in the month of May. What a sudden ending. I think the song is only just over a minute long. Well, one of our great banjo players from New Zealand is a young lady called BB Bonus. BB, her name, proper name's Catherine. And BB started playing banjo as a young girl and turned into an absolute brilliant banjo player through dint of hard work and amazing musicality. And she studied in the Wellington University, I think it was, School of Jazz. I think they had to enroll her as a guitar player because no one had ever heard of a banjo being used in a that sort of environment. But BB went overseas and ended up with a band called Mile 12 out of Boston, and you've heard them on this show many times from their great albums. Mile 12 is one of the great bands of the USA. They've got the Emerging Artist Award just a couple of years ago at IBMA, and they do some wonderful music, very inventive bluegrass, but always true to the roots of bluegrass music. Mile 12 is Catherine Bonus on banjo, of whom we are immensely proud. Evan Murphy on guitar, Bronwyn Keith Hines on fiddle, David Benedict on mandolin, and Nate Sabat on bass. And they've toured New Zealand and astounded audiences over here with their competence. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from their album, which is called Onwards. And the first one is one called Ace of Hearts, and the second one is one called The Settle Down Blues. So let's listen to wonderful New Zealand banjo player BB Bonus and her band Mile 12.
A good chance, and I want a whole lot more than one night of romance. I held the ace of hearts that night in the dark. How lucky can one man be? I hold the winning hand anyway life deals the cards. No way to lose, cause I've got you, my ace of hearts. Love's a numbered wheel you have to spin. Anyway.
I can't get free. Some days you love me so damn much, I think I can't get free. On the days I need you, I know you run from me. Well, I'll do all the dirty jobs you think a man should do. Yeah, I'll do all the dirty jobs you think a man should do. The only thing that scares me, I promise I'll be true. No lady. Well, if you got expenses, babe, I'll pay them every time. I said, if you got expenses, babe, I'll pay them every time. Till the morning I wake up and I don't have a dime. I'd like to settle down. Somebody calls me up and says, let's get out of this town. So damn much, think I can't get free. On the days I need you, I know you run from me.
Well, that was Mile 12, and featuring New Zealand banjo player Catherine Bonus, commonly known as BB, and doing a wonderful job. Isn't their music exciting? I tell you, it was great fun having them here and being able to watch them in concert. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, coming to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. That's where the show is recorded. That's where I've lived for many, many decades. Far too many. Don't say that. And I've enjoyed playing music here, and this show is all about New Zealand Music Month, which we celebrate in the month of May. So there's a whole bunch of New Zealand musicians on this show. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, lots of Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand play the show from different times of the day and night, and sometimes you're driving along at midnight and you turn the radio on and you hear your voice coming over the radio and it sounds really weird, but I hope it doesn't sound too weird to you folks. All the people in Canada too. The New Zealand has an exchange program for programs from the Access Radio stations, and I know that Back Porch Bluegrass gets aired in several stations in Canada, like CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Prince George in British Columbia. And also on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Hi to all you folks listening. I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. What else have we got to play for you now? Oh, I've got one lined up. We do some old-time music here, and some of my friends play some wonderful old-time music. This CD I'm about to play a track from now is by the Watermelon Vine, the Antipodean Serenaders, and that's three very good friends of mine. And Frank Soleil came out to New Zealand in the mid-1960s from the USA and decided this was the place where he wanted to live, and he brought with him a wealth of knowledge about old-time music in particular, and that wealth of knowledge has grown over the years, and he is a stalwart supporter of old-time music and a bit of an expert in the whole scene. Graham Lovejoy played mandolin with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band for a few years, and he's in the Antipodean Serenaders. And Colleen Trenwith is playing fiddle in the band, and they play some very authentic old-time music for you. And I've selected a track called The Pig Ankle Strut, which is the strangest name you can have for a tune. The notes in the album say, Gus Cannon's 1928 recording seems to have appeared out of thin air, though subsequent recordings by lots of people of tunes with names like Pig Meat Strut and Pig Angle, yes, that's a spelling, suggest that it made an impression. Sam McGee recorded Pig Ankle Rag in 1969, and this is clearly based on the Cannon version, as is our attempt. So here's a little bit of old-time music from down Wellington way, the Antipodean Serenaders doing The Pig Ankle Strut. Authentic sounding old time music there. Graham on mandolin, Colleen on fiddle, and Frank Soleil playing that old timey sounding guitar. Hope you enjoy that Pig Ankle Strut. Well, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, right from our earliest days, we realised that we had to be an entertainment band, not just play bluegrass music. We had to put on a show. Most of the audiences that we played to were not particularly aware of bluegrass music, and they just thought it was a bunch of young people playing quite interesting sounding music with some nice instruments like banjos, fiddles and mandolins and good singing. So in our shows, we always included some humorous comedy, very like the bluegrass bands of the 1940s and 50s. And we all took part in the skits and we had a lot of fun. And some of the skits we dressed up for and did old-timey skits and things like that. And some were just humorous versions of songs. And we did a concert at the Wynyard Tavern, which is a music venue in Auckland. It's a tiny place, great tiny stage, and we had a great concert there. The first one, the album was released as Live at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970, and then it was re-released by the man who recorded it, John Raphael, in 2007, I think it was, 2004 maybe. Sorry, John, I missed it. 2006. And he called it The Tavern Revisited and reissued the whole album with all the recordings made on that night because they're all pretty good. And anyway, included in both those albums was the track Down at the Hall on Saturday Night. And this is a story of a classic country party out in the country districts where everyone gathers at the hall on the Saturday night for having a winding time and a bit of booze around and lots of dancing and things like that. And this was one of our successful comedy pieces. I hope you'll enjoy the playing. You'll hear a big thump come in. That's Lindsay bashing his double bass. And you'll hear lots of laughter and all sorts of things going on. Colleen is also playing a bit of timpani in that with any cymbal noises or sandpaper sounds and things. That's Colleen playing as well as her fiddle. We had a lot of fun doing some of those shows, I tell you. Here's Down at the Hall on Saturday Night.
People often complain that we never do anything to do with New Zealand folk music at all. We like to rectify the situation by doing an indigenous New Zealand folk song in a true bluegrass style. And we're going to start it off like this. That characterizes it straight away. I got a new brown sports coat. I got a new pair of grey strides. I got a real Kiwi haircut. A bit off the top and short back and side. Soon as I tied up me curry, soon as I swept down the yard, soon as I posed down me gumboots, I'll be living it high and I'll be living it hard. Gonna hop onto the tractor, gonna belt it on out of the gate. There's a hop down at the hall tonight, and she starts sharp somewhere about half past eight. Got the teacher to belt the piano. We got Joe from the store on drums. We're as slick as the orange in Auckland for hooping things up and making them hum. See the Sheilas cutting the supper. See the kids sliding over the floor. See the great big bunch of jokers hanging round the door. I had a shatish with the tart from the butchers. I had a waltz with the constable's wife. I had a beer from the keg on the cream truck. And the cop had one too, you can bet your sweet life.
Oh, it's great being out with the jokers when the jokers are sparkling and bright. And it's great giving cheek to the Sheilas down the hall on Saturday night.
Well, the audience enjoyed it, didn't they? It sounded like we were enjoying it too. Funny hearing that again. Gosh, a very live recording that I have no idea how John managed to capture it. I think we did it all with about three or four microphones. And at times, if you're listening on headphones, you hear an instrument like the banjo crossing from one side to the other as it got picked up on a mic that was on a different channel. Oh, we just did enjoy some of those days. Let's get back to some sensible bluegrass music, eh? The Pippi Pickers again. We heard them before. Here they are with another track from the album, As Is Where Is, with the tune Summerfly.
Oh, in another younger day, I could dream the time away in a universe inside my room. And the world was really month of June until September. And if it wasn't really so, I was lucky not to know, and I was lucky not to wonder why. 'Cause summertime is all that I remember. Summerfly was buzzing every night when I was young, and the gentle world my childlike senses knew. The world was just my cousin, and the wind was just the tone in the voice my lonely moments listened to. And I look at me today, and all the dreams have gone away, and I am where I never thought I would be, seeing things I never thought I would see happen to me. And as I lay awake at night, watching darkness turn to light, I hear a voice calling out my name, droning over and again the same message to me, crying, who's your partner, who's your darling, who's your baby now, who wakes up at night to pull you in? But it don't matter, you'll just make him lonely anyhow. I don't know why you even try to win.
Janine Barbanel with Pippi Pickers there with a song called Summerfly. We're getting to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Mike Seeger was a huge influence on the bluegrass scene in New Zealand when he came out in 1969 as a guest of the Banjo Pickers Convention. And we're going out with a track from recorded with Mike Seeger and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It's a tune called Give Me That Old Time Music, and I hope you enjoy this. Join in again next week for some more music from New Zealand Music Month.
Give me that old time music, give me that old time music, give me that old time music, it's good enough for me. Old
pick it on the mandolin. They pick it on the mandolin. Oh, they pick it on the mandolin. That's good enough for me.
They play it on the dobro. They play it on the dobro, and it's good enough for me.
Now they played it on the bass. Yes, they played it on the bass. They played it on the bass, and it's good enough for me.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.